Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub. Hello and ciao, my splendid sea sprites. It is day 18 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where podcasting adventurers of every stripe and fin take on the challenge of releasing an episode every day for the month of August. Some are long, some are short, some are salty, and some are sweet. You can catch all of them in the magical mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Today, I'm answering a question from my landwalker friend Steve, who asked, what does Mimi think of landwalking television shows like Stargate Atlantis, Sequest DSV, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea that depict an underwater community? Well, Steve, first, let me say, bless your bubbles for asking, because landwalkers do love to put us ocean folk into their dramas, usually with a suspicious amount of glowing tubes, awkward wetsuits, and a firm belief that pressure at depth is just a minor inconvenience. So here are my thoughts on several of these shows that you mentioned. Stargate Atlantis. And before I start, I'm sorry. Let me explain that we don't have cable or streaming. Well, we have streams, but we don't have streaming under the water. But whenever cruise ships pass by, we like to sneak up on deck, and sometimes if there's an empty cabin, we use that. But otherwise, they tend to play their television shows and their movies and things like that out on big screens near their pool deck, and we're all about free entertainment. So we do that. Anyway, Stargate Atlantis. Oh, honey. You built a whole space portal in the middle of the sea and called it Atlantis? Cute. Real Atlantis is rolling its eyes so hard it's causing seismic waves, but I give you credit. At least you had the good manners to name it after us. Sequest DSV. Ah, yes. This Star Trek but soggy show. I'll be honest. We sea folk love the dolphin. He was the only one with accurate dialogue. The rest of you spent a lot of time looking dramatic while pressing buttons that do nothing. Nautilus and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Jules Verne was a visionary. Jules Verne's set designers, not so much. You keep imagining submarines as basically floating tin can with chandelier. Do you know what happens to chandeliers underwater? Rust. And tetanus. And finally, Man from Atlantis. Oh my kelp, this one. Poseidon did not approve. The floppy swimming style? Look, we mermaids laugh so hard we nearly spit out our seafoam lattes. But I will tell you this. He did make Drylanders dream about what it would feel like to belong to the water, and that's not nothing. So overall, Landwalker shows get points for imagination, deductions for physics, and bonus points if you include a dolphin who gets more lines than the humans. So, Steve, that's my take. Delightful nonsense with occasional pearls of truth. If you want real ocean drama, you'll have to tune in to Meme's Reef Network. We've got everything from octopus politics to crab bake-offs, and I promise you, it's much juicier than watching humans argue in damp uniforms.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.